You know, you might have visions or dreams about bathrooms. Oh, who had the bathroom dream? Right. I'm telling you what, I've had so many bathroom dreams. What do you do in the bathroom? You get cleaned up. It's one of the rooms in your temple. Hello? When you are in a bathroom dream, look around at the details of what that bathroom looks like. Is it old? Is it new? Is it dirty? Is it in bad condition or is it in new condition? That'll tell you how far along you are in your soul. Is there poop on the toilet seat? I'm just being real with you. Because how many dreams have I had that with that? We had a whole season of poop dreams. We did. Poop flowing out of the toilet, poop here, poop there, poop everywhere. What do you think that represents? S-I-N. Sin, baby. Maybe you go in and the bathtub is clogged. What do you think that represents? S-I-N, sin. Maybe you go in the bathroom and the light isn't on. Huh? Maybe you need to apply the blood. Amen? I remember once I was in a bathroom dream and I saw multiple shower heads. What did that mean? The Lord, I came out of it, I said, what does that mean? He goes, it's going to take multiple times of putting the light on your soul to get this one. You see that? Multiple rounds to get cleaned up. But you know what? God told me that in advance because that was a little tougher one. So I wouldn't give up and quit. Because it's like, oh, okay, God already told me this might take a couple times. So I'll keep at it. I won't get discouraged that I didn't get it the first time. So it was very good, eh? That God showed me those kinds of symbols. Okay, so the first step in getting your wounds healed is to deal with the sin that created the wound. And symbols in your dreams and visions can show you the sin that might be blocking the light. Okay, now, step number two. Once you deal with the sin, then you can apply the glory light to the wound to get it healed. And once again, symbols in your dreams or visions can guide you through that step. You know, I found that God will give me a vision, and in that vision, it will show me how far along I am in my progress report on getting that particular wound healed. I mean, remember when God did that with me on the mountain? We were decreeing that it was raining and the light was rising on the mountain and everything else. And we were going at it, fiercely attacking it. And the Lord one day showed me my progress report. He showed me the mountain. It was no longer barren and rocky. It was now green. So it obviously had been raining on the mountain. And the light was rising, the sun of righteousness rising with healing in its wings and its beams on the mountain of the soul. But it had not gotten there yet. The mountainside was still in shadow. So God was telling me my progress. Hey, you're doing good. It's working, but you're not there yet. That's the same thing he'll do for a wound in your soul. He'll begin to show you visions that if you pay attention to the detail in the vision, it'll tell you right where you're at in your progress of getting a particular wound healed. I remember I was praying for someone one night, and I was dealing with a soul wound. I applied the blood. Then I put the light, and after about 20 minutes, I saw a vision. It was of the blackness of space, and these waves of light, because you know light is actually flows in a wave. These waves of light were coming at us through space, but they were still in the distance. And that was a simple vision. What would that simple vision tell me? A lot. That simple vision will tell me a lot. Number one, it tells me it's working. The light is on its way. Number two, and that increases your faith. The vision will increase your faith, okay, because you'll know it's working. Number two, it showed me, yes, the light is on its way, but it's not there yet. It's still coming. It's still on its way. See, most people listen to me. Most people go, oh, I saw the light. Hallelujah, it's done. Well, I want you to really look at the detail of your vision. Had the light really arrived where you're at? Was there a fullness of the light? Did you see a vision with the bathroom and, you know, the light was all the way on, or was it just dim? Or, you know, you need to look at the detail of your vision and it will tell you how far along you've come. I remember, you know, I've had wounds healed in 6 minutes or less, but I've had other ones that have taken a week or two. And during those times, the visions and dreams God gave me told me how far along I'd gotten and encouraged me to either know I had gotten the job done or that I needed to continue. I remember once my husband had a dream with two mountains in it. One was a large mountain and one was a small mountain. And so we were both standing by the smaller mountain, attacking the larger mountain with light. And what we were aiming our light at was at the base of this larger mountain was a tank. and it was hemmed into this cul-de-sac. It was protecting this cul-de-sac, right? And it was so hemmed into this cul-de-sac, the gun turret of his tank couldn't turn all the way around to shoot at us because part of the mountain range, like a cliff, was hanging over blocking its way. So this is so cool. In order to try to get that, to get to be able to shoot at us, it started blasting away its own mountain at the own at its own overhang so it could turn the gun turret around and be able to fire at us. And so we're at the other small mountain, giggling and looking at it, because little does this tank know that on the other side of that overhang was a bunch of angels waiting to shoot in light as soon as that rock cliff came down. Amen? All right, so let me tell you what I got out of that vision right there. Well, first of all, there's two mountains, a larger one and a smaller one. So I knew the larger one was definitely my husband's soul and the smaller one was mine. Hey, come on now. And I was fighting for him, so we were both over at my mountain, which is smaller, and shooting at his mountain, which is bigger. And so, but I knew what to do when I saw that vision. Number one, there's that little overhang, right? It's blocking the light. So I put the blood on it to help that tank, you know, break it off, right? Amen? So I began to put the light on it, and I began to put the blood on it, and then I was decreeing light. So the first night I was doing that, I was focusing the blood on that rock overhang to help break it off because it was blocking the light, and then I began shooting light in it. And honestly, I did that for like 20 minutes, half an hour, and I felt movement in my body and in the spirit, but I didn't see any visions or get any, like, you know, progress report. And so the next day, because I hadn't, that means to me, continue. I had not gotten a confirmation that that wound was healed. So I continued soaking it in the light, sending light towards that cul-de-sac, sending light towards that cul-de-sac. By the way, the word cul-de-sac, it means a dead-end street, but it also means an area that's hemmed in by a military force. See how accurate that vision is? You're going to find, you start looking up words, you're going to see how accurate. That God's not just picking tanks and things like that just for the fun of it. Cul-de-sacs, he's actually picked stuff that means that. That cul-de-sac actually meant a military thing. Okay, see how cool that is? All right, so the next day I began to, you know, release more light on that cul-de-sac in the name of Jesus. And then I saw a vision. I saw a vision of my husband's back, and the light began to rise up his back. And it went up halfway, and then it stopped. Okay, I know you're going to know what this is, right? It's my progress report. Once again, the Son of Righteousness is arising with healing for the mountain of my husband's soul. In his wings, his glory, and his beams of light. So it's working. It's telling me, yes, it's working. But I, what? Wasn't there yet. Because the light had only risen up halfway. It tells me, keep on going. You're almost there. I'm rising on your husband's soul and on the mountain of his soul, but I'm not done yet. Keep on going. You see how useful? Do you see how useful your visions are and your dreams are? They'll tell you exactly where you're at and exactly what to do next. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. Look, people make the mistake of giving up too soon. I'm not letting God give them a progress report. They think they see light. Oh, I saw light rising on his back. Hallelujah, we got it. Did it rise all the way? God's very specific. He's a detailed God. He's not just flimsy or just careless. Oh, I'm just going to show you a little vision. Every little part of your vision and your dream means something. Do you understand that? Every little part. I'm such a stickler for details. I really am. And I know it can be overwhelming to really look at all the details of every vision. But you'll know the visions that are really from God and really powerful. And the ones that you really should pay attention to. Or God will have you remember the specific details he wants you to recall. But I'm really a detail-oriented person. To me, it's very, very important. I have people coming up to me all the time. And this is something like they'll say. They'll say, well, I had a vision. I was walking down the hallway of a house. And I was going towards the door. And I'm like, and? What do you mean, and? Okay, like, how far away were you from the door? Were you far away or were you close? Okay, was the door on the left or the right-hand side of the hallway? Okay, was the door open or closed? If it was closed, what color was it? Was there a lock on the door? If it was open, is the room that it was open to dark or light? Do you understand what I'm saying? It's like I pay attention to every detail. Why? Because it gives me my progress report, baby. Because I want to know what to do next. I want to know what to do next. And by paying attention to the details of my visions, I know what to do next. It tells me what to do. My visions and my dreams guide me to a successful conclusion, and I get the breakthrough every time. Do you understand? Because all that makes a difference. If you're far away down the hall from that door, that probably means it's going to take you a minute to get there. You need to do some repenting and soak in the light. It's going to take more than one session. If you're very close to the door, you're probably right there, and the process will begin very quickly. If the door is on the right hand or the left hand, there's a big difference. The Bible says that God comes with his power, and every time he makes a move powerfully in the open, it's with his right arm of power. But the Bible says something about the left hand. Do not let your right hand know what your left hand's doing. It's more of the secret, invisible realm, the things that are that won't manifest as openly, okay, or that might have a deeper need for healing in them because they're in the deeper secret places. And if the door open or closed? Because if it's closed, then you need to put the blood because it's blocking your way from going into that room. And if it's open, then is the light on in the room? If not, then that's what you need to do next. You need to put the light. You need to command that light to enter into that room. And that brings me to another thing, interacting with your visions and dreams. Interact with them. Listen to me. Interact with them. They're your guide. You can interact with your dream just by coming out of it and decreeing it. It's like you have a dream that you're right by a door. It's on your right, but it's closed. When you wake up, I decree that door is covered with the blood of Jesus right now. And I repent and ask for forgiveness to command that door to open so I can get to that room where that soul wound is. In the name of Jesus, I interact with the vision God has shown me in Jesus' name. And I put the blood right on that door in the name of Jesus. And then when you feel the breakthrough in that, interact some more. And now I command the light to come on in that room so that soul wound that's hiding in that room can be healed in the glory light of Jesus. Amen? Jesus, 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 Jesus.